Onto the regular agenda. Item 260.
Authorize a grant agreement with Janus Youth Programs, Inc. for $15,000 to support one outreach specialist to continue outreach to homeless and runaway youth and ongoing training and coaching of volunteers.
Do we have a presentation on this? Yes, we do. Sergeant DeLand. Good morning.
Good morning. Still morning. Apparently, I've been abandoned by Dennis again. So I'm here today. I was supposed to be here with Dennis Lundberg from Janus Youth. I'm not sure where he's at, but I'm here representing the Police Bureau and giving our support for this proposal. As you know from previous testimony, due to a clerical error through their grant program, the Yellow Brick Road portion of Janus Youth was unfunded as of October of last year, and they're not able to apply again until October of this year. In response to that, we spent the fall campaigning for funds from other sources. The Clean and Safe Board responded by donating $15,000 to the program, and I'm very proud of council for matching that. I think that speaking for the Foot Patrol of Central Precinct, the program was vital to our success and to give us additional options in trying to address the various things that we were addressing in downtown Portland. They were our greatest partner in this. Not once did I call and not get exactly what I needed from them. And so if I may call it a personal crusade of mine to continue this program and to continue funding of this program, they have my full support.
Thank you very much. Questions for Sergeant Land? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item? Come on up.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I just want to take advantage of speaking in a positive sense twice in a row. Obviously, our organization would support the continuation of this program, and we urge you to support it. And unfortunately, from our understanding, it was some kind of a clerical mistake that they were excluded from applying and to keep the funding going. So we hope that you support it. We need more of these things. I know we're always asking for more money, but that's kind of what we do as activists. We ask you for more money and more involvement. So we would just support your continuation of this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning still, I think. My name is Charles Johnson, for the record. And there is some connection between this and the earlier item where we had the 25-page good report from Galena, the new park security director. We didn't talk about distressed juveniles that are encountered by the rangers, an area that really should get specific attention. And although it's one particular agency, Janus here, who had a paperwork glitch, I want you to know that all citizens want to see tight cooperation between you and the different semi-private organizations that, such as NAFI and Janus, that are not just a safety net but a lifeline for homeless children. So I'm glad that the police officer was able to come up here and present the fact that we did find a bridge solution. That's certainly what needs to happen in a city that just talked about its $30 million revenue ahead of projection and surplus. So I hope that Janus and NAFI will be facilitated in a conversation with the Rangers to really make those numbers reach out. Social science research shows, as you mentioned in the past couple weeks, that when children have adverse experiences, that really sets them up for failure. So I hope that in addition to this little bridge financing, we can expand the program and cooperate with the Rangers to get more outreach to distressed youth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Then it's an emergency ordinance roll call, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Great partnership. Aye. 261.